Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Looks like we're in for a sunny weekend. 3 days of sunshine after today. Good stuff. On today's program, a new study out declaring that there is no link between cell phones and brain cancer. But some say that's hardly the truth and that cell phones are far more dangerous than we may think. I'll get the perspectives of both sides of this debate in the second half hour. And it's National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I'll talk to an official of a Lansing organization dedicated to helping abused women to find out just how bad the problem is and what women who are in violent relationships can do to get out. But first, supporters of the proposed public Detroit to Windsor Bridge still reeling today after the Senate Economic Development Committee's vote against the project. Governor Rick Snyder saying he's incredibly disappointed, although the Maroon family, the owners of the Ambassador Bridge, applauding the vote to talk about the prospects for what's ahead and if there will be a second Detroit to Canada Bridge. I'm joined by Mickey Blashfield. He's in charge of government relations for the Ambassador Bridge. Welcome to the program, Mickey.
Good evening, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Now, the Maroon family spent millions of dollars on ads and lobbying efforts to fight this proposed public bridge. It's something the governor says is important to the state, and that now all the jobs we could have seen in Michigan could go through New York, which has a far more robust bridge system with Canada. Isn't he right that we could ultimately lose out here?
No, not at all, Michael. The Department of Transportation undermined that argument of diversion through Buffalo a long time ago. And besides, Buffalo has a significant problem that all border crossings have right now. There is no federal funding that can come to the rescue. There is no major plan. There's been a plan for expansion in Buffalo for years, but they've never gotten it across the finish line. It was nothing more than a feint. The real issue that you alluded to of the Maroon family and the Ambassador Bridge doing everything we needed to do to get the word out about our business being threatened and the agreement that we had to build a second span at the existing location. I think any businessman would do the exact same thing to the extent that they can to protect their business that the state has really no reason at this point to intervene in. The state has no role at the Detroit border, at the tunnel, at the Ambassador Bridge, at the ferry, at the rail tunnel. All of those things, the good thing is the Senate Economic Development Committee heard all of that and had heard hours and hours and hours of testimony. Tours to the site, many meetings, and thousands of pages of documents, and as a good jury evaluating the evidence, rendered a very good opinion.
Well, it was a very complicated decision. Although I wonder, do you think the lobbying and advertising efforts by the Maroons ultimately led to the public bridge project being voted down?
It made people aware of it. There were a lot of groups that we had never heard of before. That had a particular issue that this aroused, whether it was public-private competition by the government, the government trying to regulate or interfere with private business. The condemnation issue certainly came into it from some groups' perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things, in addition to the just the fact that the Maroons have for years had had an agreement and have invested millions of dollars into making this the most efficient border in North America, which the Ambassador Bridge is recognized as. It has half of the second span built with the plaza and ramps on both ends of it.
It does seem strange that a handful of lawmakers in the Senate committee would reject a project that would create thousands of jobs. I mean, shouldn't the full Senate have had a chance to vote on this project?
Well, the truth be told, Michael, that morning the Senate did have the Republicans had a both caucuses, actually, the Republicans and Democrats had a caucus on that. The only way the Democratic caucus was supporting this was because of the concept of community benefits, a nice way of saying, additional additional money that would go to the area that would be impacted. That's the only reason they supported it. But the majority, 26 members of the Republican caucus, had a caucus as well too, and they had heard they've been bombarded with whether it's the phone calls, but the meetings and the briefings as well too, and there was not a clear majority. My understanding was the Senate caucus had determined. The Republican caucus had determined we want this issue done and over with. It's getting in the way of too many other issues. The governor's had plenty of time to make his case, and because it's built on the facts that MDOT put together, there's been no good traffic rationale for this. Certainly was no business case for this. And with what the Ambassador Bridge is doing with our construction, that creates jobs as well too. So they didn't see an urgent need for the government to intervene where the private sector wasn't already filling the role.
I'm talking to Mickey Blashfield. He's in charge of government relations for the Ambassador Bridge. Now, as you mentioned, I know the Maroons pointed out the declining traffic on the Ambassador as an argument against building this public bridge. Although now as work begins on the second span, what is the exact plan, and is the second span really needed?
Well, it's not needed for traffic. It's needed more for us. It's a longer range investment. It gives us some flexibility because we'd go from four lanes to six lanes, and it would allow a more efficient use of the pre-cleared vehicles could all get in one lane and get up to the customs booth and be able to sail through very, very quickly. It would get more both commercial traffic and passenger traffic to be able to clear customs sooner and quicker. The good thing is everything that the governor wanted to accomplish of having a more efficient border, having investment that didn't cost the taxpayers anything, is accomplished by the Ambassador Bridge second span, and it is it's something that we've tried to extend the hand of friendship. We'd love to be able to work with both the Republicans and Democrats in the legislature as well as the governor's office to focus on things that that Michigan does need. There's plenty of needs that we need to address. The option of a government sponsored second bridge was just not necessary.
Well, the governor obviously is a very astute businessman, and he was very much and still is very much behind this idea of a public bridge and the project as a whole. Why do you think that that he has such a support for the second bridge versus this option that is being pursued by the Maroons?
Well, the governor is a positive, relentless, energetic person. There's no question. He's never made his business case for this. It's been lofty vision of this, but as far as the foundation that it was built on, even the independent Anderson Economic Group said that under no scenario would the bridge make ends meet, let alone turn a profit. From the tolls that they'd have to charge, and secondly, that there was no scenario that traffic was there to justify the bridge. And I think most telling was the fact that they very much and this is again from the Anderson Economic Group study, they indicated that they overestimated what traffic would appear and underestimated what the cost of constructing that bridge would be, and that's a recipe for a boondoggle.
One last question. When it comes to the project itself, certainly it's been many years of consideration. Do you expect this effort for a public bridge to end here, or is it likely to once again be considered in the coming years?
Well, I think the Department of Transportation has had many, many chances to be able to abandon this, and they've tried to keep going. They've spent $40 million, and each year the legislature put restrictions on their budget of how much they could spend, how far they could go, and this department continued to encroach. I think they the bottom line is they ended up with a $40 million study that was worthless in the current economic climate, in the current traffic context. Bureaucrats always have longevity with that, but I would hope that the taxpayers of Michigan see that it's something that we ultimately need to move on from. The jury has rendered the verdict, and it's not from a quick look at this. It's been a very thorough, very contentious, very transparent process. The way that the committee evaluated the evidence and ultimately rendered the decision.
Mickey Blashfield, in charge of government relations for the Ambassador Bridge. Thank you very much for joining me, Mickey.
Thank you, Michael.